Hello again, and welcome to another episode of Consciously Blooming. I'm your host, Natalie Green, and I'm so happy to have you here today. For this week's episode, I thought we would go over hair care 101. We've done skincare 101 part 1 and 2, and I figured we should talk about hair care, and we will jump right into that after I go over what I've been into and what I've been up to for the past week. What I've been into. Well, this is something I've been into for a while because I have several of them, but I feel like I'm noticing other people's more often, and right now that is houseplants. I'm really eyeballing everyone's houseplants right now, like trying to see if there's any houseplants I should be adding to my collection. There's a few that I really want, and I've been eyeballing. They're like kind of larger plants. The problem is, I don't know if I have this space in our current apartment for any more plants. So I don't know. Maybe it's because it's spring and the healthy green is just attracting my attention. I'm not really sure why, but yeah. Right now, houseplants have been catching my eye. I've been very into them. What I've been up to, this was actually a very busy last week. We had our book club meeting on Wednesday, and that was awesome. Love meeting with those girls to discuss those books. I had dinner with my volunteer group. We had at-home KBBQ at one of my friends' houses, and that was so much fun. And then I went out last night with my friends for St. Patrick's Day, and that was an absolute blast. Stayed out way too late, definitely drank a little bit too much, but totally worth it. It was such a great time. And so, yeah, been up to quite a bit last week, looking forward to some slow weekends ahead to rest and recharge because I am definitely running on fumes right now, but I wouldn't have it any other way. I've had such a wonderful couple of weeks, and it's been good. Busy, but good. Now, like I said, we've already done skincare episodes, so I think it's time that we did an episode on hair. A woman's hair and a man's hair, but you know, I'm going to be really talking about women's hair today. But that can be such a point of either insecurity or just really wishing your hair was healthier or just kind of being sad about the state of your hair. Or it can be kind of a sense of pride. It can be something that you put love and time and attention into and you're really happy with your hair. And I think that everyone can get to a point where they love their hair and the health of their hair. I wanted to share some tips and tricks that I have done throughout the years in order to get my hair to where it is today. I do get compliments on the health of my hair, and that means so much to me because I do put time and effort into my hair. And so, like I said, I just want to share some very budget-friendly ways that I have been able to manage my hair health and, like I said, get it back to health and have it be growing and thriving. So my hair journey has been a long one. My hair strands are very fine, and overall, I just don't have a ton of hair. When I was in high school, all of the girls around me had super long hair, like a crazy long hair. And so I wanted to grow my hair out too. I didn't want to get haircuts because it felt like every time I got my hair cut, my hair was so much shorter. And my hair was growing very slowly because I wasn't getting haircuts very often. So it did take a long time for my hair to grow, and I didn't get it cut, and I was straightening it because straightened hair was also in at the time, like it always is at some point in a girl's life in like middle school. So it was fried at the ends, so scraggly. It looked awful. And my mom was like, "You just need to cut off a few inches. Just cut off a few inches." And I was like, "No, I'm not cutting my hair." She was right. I needed to. But anyways, I didn't. But eventually I did. And it was a big chop for me all the way up to my collarbone, which that felt so drastic. But then a few years later, I did an even more drastic chop. And it was almost to, I'd say, as short as my jaw, like my chin. It was so short. And I actually didn't want it that short. This is kind of funny. The hairdresser I went to was a hairdresser I'd never been to before. I've struggled to find a hairdresser in LA, but I found a new one to try. And she had like hair the length that I wanted. I said, okay, can I get my hair your length? So she cuts my hair shorter than hers. And I was like, oh, this seems really short. And she goes, yeah, that's the length that my hair usually is. It would look awkward if it's the length of my hair. And I was like, oh, okay. And secretly, I'm like dying on the inside. I'm like, how would I know what your hair usually looks like? Like, what? I was so bummed. And so ever since then, I have been on a hair growth journey, and now I'd say it's as long as it was in high school, and it looks so much healthier. It's insane, like absolutely night and day. And so, yeah, it's been a long journey to grow my hair out. My hair does grow slowly. Even now, it grows much faster now that it's healthy, but my hair doesn't grow like some other people's hair where it just feels like it grows overnight. You know what I mean? My hair takes time and needs some TLC to be doing that growing. I also ended up getting highlights earlier this year that I mentioned on another episode. So I've been having to switch up my hair care there as well to try to maintain that color so that I don't have like bright white streaks in the front of my hair. I've got to maintain that color. So that has been my hair care journey thus far. Let's go through the products and the kind of processes and habits that I have incorporated into my day-to-day life in order to maintain and promote the health of my hair. These are all items that I use in my hair, and I really, really recommend. They're my tried and true, and I think they're all really affordable, but also a lot of them you might already have in your house. One thing that I'm sure you've already heard of, it's gone viral so many times, and I understand why. And it's the Miel Rosemary Mint Scalp Hair Oil. The key to this oil is that it's a rosemary hair oil. And that's because rosemary helps boost hair growth because it helps to increase circulation. I think that's one of the main factors that helps any product that is promoting hair growth is that it's promoting circulation. So I will put this in my hair, and also don't worry about links or anything. It will be in all the show notes. So don't worry about remembering this. You can just go to the show notes and find the probably Amazon links. But anywho, I will put maybe a dropper and a half, not like a ton. You don't need to soak your entire scalp, but a dropper and a half of the rosemary oil on my scalp. And then I will use my scalp scrubber that I actually use in the shower when I shampoo my hair. I will use that to massage my scalp to really, again, help that blood circulation, help that blood flow. And if you don't have a scalp massager, just use your fingers. Just gently massage your scalp, and this will help increase the circulation, and that will help promote growth. So that's something I love to do. I try to do it twice a week. After putting the rosemary hair oil in, I will put jojoba oil from my midsection to my ends. And then, of course, any excess that I have, I'll just rub all over my hair. And I really try to moisturize the ends and the midsection of my hair because obviously your scalp health does matter. That's where your hair comes out of, right? And you want it to come out healthy. But the midsections might not get as much love as the ends, and they deserve it because they are still in the process of growing. And depending on how long you want your hair to be, they are obviously the health of the midsection of the hair shaft is integral for growing your hair. So the jojoba oil really helps to moisturize the midsections of my hair. And here is a little hack that is to do all of this before you work out. Even if you're going to a gym, even if you're going to a class, do this and then just put your hair up in like a claw clip because the sleek look is so in right now. And also the people in your class don't care that your hair looks like. Even if they do, it's like, oh, her hair looks really oily. Whatever, who cares? You're paying to be there and you're there to work out. So put the hair oil in your hair before you go to a workout or do a workout at home because this will give the oil time to sit and soak into your hair shafts and your scalp. One note that I do want to make here is that you should not be sleeping in hair oil. It will clog your pores and you just should not be sleeping in oils at night. Not to mention it'd probably be really messy. So don't sleep in your hair oil. Just leave it on for, it can be like even 5 hours, I'm pretty sure, but at least an hour before you shower. But I also want to note that there are other oils that you can use that you definitely already have in your house. So you don't have to go out and buy the jojoba oil or even the rosemary oil. Other oils that you can use are coconut oil, olive oil, avocado oil, argan oil, sweet almond oil, macadamia nut oil, and baobab oil. I had never heard of the last one, but apparently it's from a fruit from Africa and it really helps with curly hair. But I'm sure you have at least one of those oils at home. If it's not just olive oil, like you can use anything and just massage it into your scalp and massage it into your strands and ends. I'll also put this up in a turby twist to help keep it warm. Now, if you don't know what a turby twist is, it is a microfiber hair wrap towel. A turby twist is just the brand name that I use, and I think it's like one of the originals, but I love it. I have been using one for as long as I can remember. There are so many reasons why you should be wrapping your hair up in a microfiber towel when it's wet. Just to name a few are that it soaks up water in the hair faster because it's moderately tight, so it's squeezing your hair just a little bit more pressure than if you were to just be air drying it. And because of the way that the microfibers absorb the water due to its actual construction, the fibers are smaller than your hair strands, and so there's more fiber per the area of the towel, and it just completely, it soaks up the water from your hair so quickly. It's also more gentle on your hair than a traditional towel, and so it's going to pull on your hair less, and your hair is its most vulnerable when you're wet, so you want to be very delicate with it, and having a lightweight microfiber towel is so much more manageable, and it's not like falling to the sides like a regular towel would. I love my turby twist. Like I said, I've definitely been using it for over 10 years, all my second, but I love them and will be, if I ever need another one, definitely purchasing. Love my turby twist. Anywho, I have for a while been using the Viori shampoo and conditioner bars. My friend Gina actually put me onto them when I was in the market for different shampoo and conditioner bars. I didn't love the first brand I tried, but I loved the Viori shampoo and conditioner bars. They smelled so good. And I love how the conditioner is on my hair. So all of this sounds past tense, right? So I don't use the shampoo bar anymore because of the highlights. I did have to switch to a color safe shampoo. I'm not saying that the bar isn't color safe. I'm just not positive that it is. And since I spent so much money on my hair, I was like, okay, I'm just going to buy a color safe shampoo. So I bought the Wella and Vigo color protection shampoo, and it's very affordable. And so are the shampoo bars and conditioner bars, and they last you so long. I love them. And again, I'm linking all of this stuff, but those are like the main things I use in the shower. And when I put oil in my hair, I do shampoo twice. You have to in order to get all the oil off of your scalp. And I don't really worry about shampooing my ends or shafts. All of the residual shampoo being washed out of my hair takes care of that. So don't really worry about washing out your shafts of your hair. Just really get it on your scalp. Make sure you're washing it at least twice when you're oiling, and then you can decide for the other days. The leave-in conditioner that I use immediately after taking my hair out of the turby twist is the Innercense Natural Sweet Spirit Leave-In Conditioner. I, having fine hair, have to have a leave-in conditioner. Absolutely have to have it. And I love this one. It's very natural. It smells so good. I spray it very, very liberally. And again, I need it. And I think this is a wonderful product. And if you're not using leave-in conditioner, you really should be. It helps moisturize your hair even more. I mean, I feel like that's really the theme of this episode, is moisture, moisture, moisture for your hair. Also, it makes your hair smell good. So definitely get in on the leave-in conditioner, even if it's not this brand. I used to use another brand, and it was, I believe, Shea Moisture's leave-in conditioner, and that's also a great option. I think even more affordable, but I love both of these options. So the day after I've washed my hair, once it's dry, I use the Olaplex number 7 bonding oil. Now, I know there are some very hot takes on Olaplex. Some people love it, some people hate it. I've never used any of their products except for this bonding oil, and I love it. I love it so much. I really attribute this to why my hair looks very healthy and shiny on the day to day. And that's because the day after I've washed my hair, I will put some of this in my hand and then rub it through the shafts and ends of my hair. And it just makes my hair smell good. It makes it look shiny. It makes it look healthy and moisturized. That is the theme. And this one is probably the priciest thing that I will name today. It is not cheap, and I'm actually going to be looking around for cheaper options. I was given a cheaper recommendation, and once I run out of this Olaplex bonding oil, I will be giving it a try. But also, while it is $30, I was gifted this in the Christmas of 2022. Isn't that insane? The Christmas of 2022. I started using it in 2023, like January. I still have a quarter of the bottle left, and I've used it almost every other day. Isn't that crazy? It has lasted so long. So honestly, a really good bang for your buck. It's just been so worth it. And again, I'm not a huge fan of Olaplex. I've never tried any other product, but this one is definitely worth it. Another thing that I've added to my hair care regimen is rosemary water spray. So back to what I said in the very beginning of the episode, rosemary helps promote circulation to the scalp, and that is why it helps promote hair growth. And you can make your own rosemary water spray at home. And if you spray that on your scalp, some people do it morning and night. I'll do it in the morning if I remember. And then you massage that in, and that also helps promote hair growth. And since I'm on this hair growth journey, I'm doing that. I am doing that. And I mean, I feel like my hair has grown. Who knows if it actually has? I should try to keep track of that. But that is another thing that I am doing to try and help promote my hair growth. Now, before I end this episode, just 3 more reminders, just in case you needed them or you weren't aware. Number 1, do not go to bed with wet hair. I never like to put heat on my hair. I really don't. However, I will blow dry my hair if I'm about to go to bed, because your hair is the most weak when it is wet, and you're going to be getting it on your pillow. Your pillow will get moldy on the inside and just gross, and it's bad for your skin. It's just not good for anyone involved. So don't go to bed with wet hair. On that same note, don't brush your hair when it's wet. Like I said, it's its weakest. So try to be as gentle with it as possible. If you have curly hair, I know that this is much more difficult for you, so this might not apply to you. However, if you don't have curly hair, do not be brushing it while it's wet. Wait until it dries. Last but not least, use heat protectant. Always use heat protectant if you are going to put heat on your hair. We don't want those split ends, and we don't want that heat damage, so be using heat protectant each and every time you put heat on your hair. Now that is hair care 101 and everything that I do and I've been loving. Oh, forgot to mention, get your hair trimmed. Your hair will continue to grow, and it's so important to keep it looking healthy. That is something I have definitely learned on my hair growth journey, that getting your hair trimmed is vital for hair growth. Otherwise, that split end will travel up the shaft and your hair will still fall out. So get your hair trimmed, keep it healthy. Now, with that, I will end this week's episode on Hair Care 101 with a quote from Anonymous. And they said, "Invest in your hair. It's the crown you never take off." I thank you so much for listening to this week's episode. Please like, share, and leave a review if you enjoyed this topic, and share with anyone you think that could use some hair care 101 tips. I hope you have a wonderful week and keep consciously blooming into your best self.